Hi, Chantal. I'm just going to start in the beginning. I visited this church for the first time on the 1st of January. And then somehow when this 40 days came about, I was led to go. I want to be a host. I've never hosted, I've never even prayed in public. And, you know, so there I went and it was amazing, actually. My knowledge of the word is for the most part actually self-taught. I'm going to say this nicely, I was born to the Catholic, blah, blah, blah. And the churches I went to didn't really help much. So I knew I needed to read the Bible, and I did so diligently, or should I say religiously, for years. This study opened my eyes to see the word in a different way, to understand how it applies to me personally, and how I should apply it to my life, which was incredible. But very important for me in the small group was the participation in one, because I've been in others before, but never actually, I would say, opened my mouth. I don't normally share much about myself with anyone, or ask for any help. Anybody can tell you that. Or at least I didn't. I can't believe how much of my life I divulged to my small group members in such a short space of time. And I've been asking for help, for prayer, more in the past 40 days than in my entire life. I wasn't much of a taker and not much of a doer either. It's a good thing God can do the impossible, because here I am, Lord, use me.
Morning. I have stage fright, so I'm going to eat. Okay. My name is Cynthia, and I'm here to represent the online group, the Zoom meeting. Anyone is welcome to join. Okay, first of all, we are grateful for the opportunity to have access to the teaching online. As many of us would have missed this for various reasons. Many of the members have committed and love the way, you know, this works. Aunt Wongi put it, sorry. Okay. I thought we were all coming up together. It was going to be much better, but now it's one by one. Okay. As Aunt Wongi put it, if Pastor Warren was in the room, she would thank him for being obedient to God, allowing God to use him to impact the lives of so many. The teachings were accessible, understandable, doable, despite the level of one's spiritual maturity. The teaching showed us another side of the Bible, that it is not just a book with different chapters, but there are timeless structures and patterns and truths that are consistent with powerful for our lives. The sessions had many methods that complemented each other to bring out a deep insight from a scripture verse. We all liked session 4. The session addressed battles. The timing of this teaching was so opportune as we all started battling with attendance. I am glad that we pressed on to the end.
Morning, so I'm representing a group in Breslau down Erasmus Street, held at our house. The 40 days in the Word opened a whole new way of studying and understanding God's message to us. Pronouncing the Word emphasized a different meaning each time. Who knew we could say a verse in so many ways? Picture it made us live inside the story as a movie, as if we were there, and it took us back all those years to understand the scene. Probit was an exercise to make a more in-depth study easier. It was really a great way for us getting into the Word. Paraphrasing is special, as I had to search the Word to see how the verse applied to me personally. Do I get the text? So Psalm 119:11, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. The word memorized has given me a greater confidence when dealing in difficult situations. And as it goes, when you're busy with the 40 days, everything happens in those 40 days. So I had a personal situation at work with a colleague, a manager that reports to me, very volatile person, very bombastic, and gets worked up in situations. And she was very unhappy with the way I had dealt with the situation and called a meeting with HR, and it just blew up in this meeting. And I just prayed to the Lord and I said, Father, you need to take control. And I'm a very patient person, those who know me, and that means long suffering. But sometimes it's a burden because you don't always address things early on. You let them suffer. And in that situation, I really heard God speaking to me, and it just calmed the whole situation down, and I was calm. Praying the word truly cemented the intention God has for us through His word. And for me, another verse, Psalm 119:105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. Some of the ladies will know that's a verse I chose when we had the Bible journaling lesson. And little did I know that would become so important towards the end of our 40 days. I'm going to just touch on another testimony from Jessie. When she worked at Nedbank for the Ombudsman, there was a messenger called Warren that she had dealings with, and she would minister to him on and off. When she left Nedbank, she gave him a Bible, not knowing what would happen in between. But they kept contact on and off. And years later, he sent her a WhatsApp photo of the Bible and he'd come to know the Lord more personally. And this just shows God's timing, His love, His compassion. It shows how timeless God's word is. This course has showed us God's word and plan, that it's forever, and He walks the road with us.
Good morning, church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have the same verse as Sue. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. That verse is going to keep us going for the whole of 2023, Sue. Keep on praying on that word. It has been a great lamp and it has been a great light for us through the 40 days. So from our group, we are thankful for the opportunity that we all got to get to learn through this word, to get to listen to Uncle Rick, to get to hear all these different types of methods that you can use to interpret the Bible. They were all so beneficial. They touched us all differently. So I'm just going to give a few points that came out of the group is that in the past, people will feel like 15 minutes was too much to spend with God. In the past, we were not looking forward in the morning. We were just doing it religiously like the other lady spoke. But now, one of my group members said, I have to look at the time so that I don't become late for work. So 45 minutes feels like nothing now. That is how nice it is with us. And the other one is that it has helped us to transform, to understand the word much deeper, to know the Lord deeper, to have an encounter with Him. You do not just open the word and just read the verse for just the sake of reading, but you get a meaning out of it. You put yourself in the situation. You apply it in your daily life. It was such a great teaching. And this has helped us all to grow in our walk with God. I just want to give a testimony of one lady just to encourage those people that did not join the 40 days to say it is important to be in the cell group in the next term. In this term, actually. It's not the next one, this one. So we had, I'm not going to call names, I'm just going to tell you what happened. So we had one lady came to the group, and then she asked for prayer. She said she had a situation at work. It was not a nice situation with one of the senior people at work, and that is a client. And you know how it is in a workplace. That client is more important than the employee. So she asked for prayer. And what we did not know was that God had already answered her prayer. So we all gathered together and we were praying. While we were praying, so before this happened, there was a lady within the same group as well that sent this lady a WhatsApp group and say a WhatsApp voice note and said to her, God is in control of your situation. God said, leave it unto me. I will take care of this. So while we were praying, when we opened our eyes, both of them were so excited. And we're like, what's happening here? Because we just prayed. And the one who was asking for prayer said, I saw a giant hand of God in the room, pointing to the lady that sent me a voice note in February, telling me about God taking care of this situation. We were all so excited. It was such an overwhelming feeling. It was just so great to know that God was in the midst of that room. He was just there with us because they both had the feeling at the same time. So I just want to encourage that everyone who's not in the group, there's a power in praying together as a group. Because maybe if they might have prayed separately, they wouldn't have been able to confirm this. So let's continue to encourage each other and stay together in cell group. Thank you.
Good morning, church. It's so good to learn about the 40 days. And we, most of us got the book. You learn, live, and love. And you need to learn the word so that it be planted in your heart. And as it's planted, don't leave it there. Water it so that it gets roots. And let the roots spread and bear fruit. And I must say, it was very, very interesting. And Matthew 6:33 says, seek the kingdom of God. You'll know the scripture. As he's for seek, he is for establish. And another E is for to spend time with God and carry on going. And I must say, God has been so good. And they gave us very little time over here. And I got a lot of testimonies where people got healed. There was a man that was very sick. Prayed for him. He got better. And there was someone that don't sleep at night. Prayed about that. And the person sleeping now. And the highlight of my testimony is my grandson who's 12 years old. I have 13 grandchildren. And this child, I am blessed. I must say I am blessed. I got 13 grandchildren. So this child is the 12th one. And before he write his exam, he phoned me. And he said, Ma, you have to pray for me before I write my exam. I said, okay, boy. So I prayed for him. And a couple of days ago, he phones me and sends his certificate picture and so on. All his things, what he did. And he's got 8 A's. And 2 B's. And I must say, God is so good. This child couldn't talk. He had no speech when he was born. He was 3 years old before he can start talking. This child's speech was not there when he was born. We were worried. We used to keep praying. But when he was 3, he started talking. And look at the results, what he got now. And he's grade 7. I thank God for all what he does. And I must say, you all got the books. Keep on going. And keep on praying. Thank you.
Good morning, church. I have to deal with the testimonies. That's my mom. I'm the host for Yevil Earth and also an elder in this church. But elder is just a name. I can just tell you this much. To the team, the pastor, and the rest of the team, thank you so much for bringing this 40 days campaign. Yes. One of the best things that could have happened since COVID was bringing us together, especially in the home groups. And I just want to encourage everybody, join the home groups, continue, persevere, persist, God's word. God's word is so, so penetrating. And I tell you what, this 40 days of campaign with Rick Warren has also enlightened and opened up my eyes. And like I said, you know, it's not about being a pastor, elder, or anything. It's what you want to do for the Lord. You don't need a title to do it. And you know what, we were busy with a lot of things, task teams and some things that we were busy with, building the church and so forth. What highlighted for me was when they broke the roof to bring this guy down to get prayer, and I was thinking, who's going to build this thing up again, and who's going to repair it? And it got me back to thinking, it's only us, collectively, we can do things for the Lord. So there were people there ready to fix that roof up as long as the blessing was received. And then just lastly, I was praying and I was asking the Lord for, as the lady mentioned about attendance, you know, myself and my wife, we have to rush in the morning, rush back in the evenings, try to make time. And I was pressed for forgiveness. I had to forgive. But I was praying at the same time, Lord, make time so I can get back into my ministry and I can get back and I can make more time for home group. But I had to forgive somebody. I had to pray about it, and the Lord led somebody back into my life, where now I've got time. I can be there in time for home group. I can be there in time for, I can join the ministry again. And God is awesome. Just ask, and He will give. Yeah. Praise Him.
So we had an interesting journey with this, because it ended up being a journey for our family. We had some people that were on the WhatsApp group, but in terms of life, they didn't come. But it ended up binding us together as a family. So my son would watch, so he's doing studies in that, his first year of high school, so he didn't get to doing the full work out of the workbook with us. But he'd do the introductions with us, he'd do the daily pastoral dedications. And I'm so grateful for that. I'm sure any parent would appreciate this. The depth of the impact that that can make. For myself, I have never been in a place like this before. I realized, if I can describe it like this, I've always prayed at God. I've never prayed with Him. And it's incredible the change that's made for me. It's given me the tools, as everybody will know. Alan, I've asked a question of recently, but I know I have tools now that I've never had before to actually walk with God and answer questions that I've never had answers to before.
It's a different view from here. My name is Mashalani. We had a group from in Royes Kraal. We were six of us, but very powerful. We were so powerful in prayer. The first verse that was there, if you can all remember, let the word of God dwell in us richly. So we discussed about the word. First day, we even stayed longer than other days because we wanted to clarify that. Let your word dwell in us. Let. If you let your word, because you have to open your heart first so that your word can come into your heart. And when the word comes into your heart, it dwells in your heart, stays for long. But the minute you don't let God into your heart, the word won't stay. So you need to open your heart. Let God dwell in you. So that was the powerful word that we came across that day, that very, very first day. The verse we'll never forget, because that's what opened our heart for God. And as we pray that day, we prayed so much for each other. You know, prayer is so powerful. There were other people who said on that day that they can't pray. You know, when you pray, some of them, they said, when they pray, they get stuck. They don't know what to say. They can't continue. So, but now, when it came to the last two seasons, sessions, where it was talking about we must pray the word. So for you to know what to say, you need to understand the word and read and memorize, yes. Memorize the verses so that when you pray, it's not a struggle. The word must just come because you've memorized them in your head and in your heart. So, and you will be able to know, oh, this time is this situation, I must pray this word. So you'll be able to identify and put the word in the right situation. Amen. So we discovered that, you know, it's important to pray together. It's important to pray together because when you are alone, you don't even know what to say. But you know, I've got Auslea there. When we prayed, it was so powerful. So we have Auslea, Ausmeri. So it was so powerful when we prayed. So I just want quickly to say the testimonies. We have Janet as one of us. Janet's brother, Querano, is in a varsity. So he had a problem last year. He didn't qualify for two modules that he was supposed to write. So in that case, they disqualified him for a bursary. So the bursary didn't continue this year because of that. Then he managed to put in the two courses again so that he can rewrite. So now when he was writing, when the 40 days started, they put in the application again for the bursary so that he can reapply. So the problem was the application was holding somewhere. It didn't show whether it was on level one, on level whatever. So we started praying as a group. We prayed for Corano. And when we were praying, the second week when we came together, the application started moving to the second level. And so because he arranged for those two modules to be written, he studied. We prayed for him also, for God to open, give him wisdom to understand what he's writing. So he started on the third week. He passed those modules with distinction. With distinction. So, and on the third week when we met after on the 40 days, he... The bursary was on level 4. Level 4, when we started, they couldn't see where it was. So now it was being assessed on level 4 on the third week. So meaning it was going because of those prayers. I assume. Now when we left, it was almost on a final stage when we finished the 40 days. And you know, God cannot start something that he cannot finish. Definitely, he's going to finish it in Jesus' name. Amen. The last testimony. I know you know Ntate Khotsedi, Ausmili. They've got a daughter called Bontle. Bontle was pregnant when we started 40 days. And the first week when we were talking about it, we were praying. That day we spent almost the whole night talking. Ausmili told us that Bontle asking for prayers because she went to the doctor and they said the baby is not growing. The baby was 1.6 at that stage. First week, we started praying. We prayed. The second, they gave her 2 weeks. They said if in 2 weeks the baby is still that same, then they're going to take the baby out because then it shows there's a problem with the baby. The baby is not growing. So after 2 weeks, we met. I mean, she went to the doctor. So then the report came back to us saying, the baby has grown from 1.6 to 2.4. We praise God. We praise God. The doctor was shocked. He didn't understand what happened there. But now we know God is a great God. Whatever we pray about, he makes it that it goes into fruition. So after 2 weeks that, the other 2 weeks, we continued to pray because we didn't want it to get stuck there. We wanted everything to be okay, even the birth should be okay. We continued to pray for Bontle. And the time came when the baby was supposed to
come out. Oh, we thank God. The baby boy was born. Woo! Healthy. And he's healthy. He's a baby boy. And the first one, remember, is a girl. So they've got two kids, two grandchildren, that they got a boy and a girl. So we thank God that in these 40 days, we saw the goodness of God. And you saw that, you know, we cannot do anything. You know, to praise God, you have to testify. People have to know what God did. Without that, people won't know what happened. And until we come together as people together in cell groups and pray together, nothing will happen. You'll pray on your own and have short of words, not know what to say to God. But when we've got to, we are together, whoever comes and comes with a powerful prayer and the right words to say, then all will be done in the name of Jesus. We thank you, and we thank you, everybody, for these 40 days. Because with these 40 days, you know, it's a blessing to our families. Because when we come back together in our families, in the homes, we pray. You know, the prayer covers each and every one of us who is in the house. Thank you so much, everyone.
Good morning, church. My name is Jamina, and I'm here to testify about the power of God during these 40 days. As we all know that Johannesburg can actually swallow one's children. My children live in Johannesburg. I saw the power of God during the 40 days, each and every time when we meet, and every day, the thought of the day, I would share with them. And I can proudly say, yes, God has captured my children through 40 days. My children are back home now. Every day we will talk, like on the phone, for more than 2 hours discussing about the things of God. And I can see and I can confirm now that my children has fallen back into God's hands through this ministry, because I was so worried that should they go elsewhere in Johannesburg to fellowship, they might not be in the right track where God wanted them to be. So over and above, I am saying it is very important that we had to go through this, thanks to Dr. Tony, who has been our leader. He has been going through with us every day in such a way that when we got home, we were able to call them in Johannesburg to share everything with them. So now, everything that happened with them, they will always share with me. And it is all way back home, and I'm so proud to be that mother who can be able to convince the children even when they are in Johannesburg and I'm in Pretoria. I praise God for that, and I always cherish God for that, and I'm one of the people who would want this thing to proceed from now and forevermore. Amen.
Good morning. So for those of you who don't know me, my name's Nadia. We met every Tuesday at 7 o'clock, also in Raslow. And what a privilege it was for us to just journey in God's Word together. We all, the seven of us, we all pronounced it. We all pictured it. We all paraphrased it. We all personalized it. And we all prayed it. And yes, there was one lady who's hardwired to pick and poke and prod. She even probed it. So yes, while there are no sort of spectacular breakthroughs, a couple of half-baked potatoes, and maybe later on some of those ladies will share, there were no profound revelations yet, but we will press on and we will persevere. And in keeping with all the P's of this program, we will prosper and we will profit in God's word, knowing he watches over his word to perform it. Amen? And he will accomplish the purpose for which he sends it. So, Uncle Alan, thank you. Auntie Charles, the leadership, thank you. It was such a privilege and an opportunity for us to grow more in God's word. Thank you.
On behalf of the young adults, we had such a glorious time in the Word. It is a blessing to sit down with people of your age that are extremely zealous about learning about God, that constantly want to ask questions because we want to be better in the Lord. We want to know God more. We want to walk the right path. We want to think the right thoughts at our age group. We want to minister better as young adults. As we grow, we want to become the people that we see, the elders that we have in this church. And the sessions gave us such a good understanding of the Word, a time to learn, to really ask the important questions, to also know that we have a community. We have people that we can pray with, people that we can talk to, people that will be there for us if we need anything, people that will laugh with us, people that will cry with us, people that will say, I have an opportunity here. Are you willing to carry it on? Is this something in your space that you can take on? All of that, it is a mind-blowing thing that we can just sit for 40 days and be learning the Word and grow in so many areas of our lives over and above just the Word. And we are extremely grateful for that platform that we have had and the building of community in that time. Thank you.
Could I be special, please? Oh, thank you. Someone said I am special. Oh. Hello, hello, hello. Yes, please. I'm Pindi, but I'm not here for myself. I'm not even here for my home group, the young adults. I am here because your kids or your grandkids. I am here because you take your kids here. Well... So I am representing the super children and the super kids. And what we did in the 40 days of Word, we did various things. So the super kids did All Aboard the Bible Boat, and the super church did Rebels of the Book, right? And so we went through this journey with them. We're still not finished, but that's another ball game. So we went through this, and I got to see that your children are actually hungry. I have no idea. You guys have no idea how many questions I was asked, how we just went off on tangents about other things. But actually, we started with the Word way earlier. We started at the beginning of the year, and we started talking about things in the Bible. We started encouraging, actually, parents, grandparents, I have a very important message for you. Could you please get your children hard copies of the Bible, please? I feel that taking the time and sitting with them, even if it's once a week, reading with them, it's just a story from the book, and having them ask you questions and actually having that devotion would be a great idea. And of course, it will make my life easier, but it'll also, just, you get to see what we see in your children, and that's what you want, right? You want to see the growth, because we want to see the growth in your kids. So, yeah. Anyway, so we have something prepared for you, which is why I cleared the stage. Yeah, so could we get started, please? We'll be right back.
That's impressive. Even if I say so myself. Right, today we're going to be dealing with the next step. Now, no matter how far any of us gets in life, there will always be a next step for us to take. I don't know if you've woken up to that reality. I mean, even at my age, I have a next step to take. And you will hear about that in due course. I'm going to fly to the moon or something. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter what you've achieved in life so far. It doesn't matter what kind of goals you've set and accomplished, or what kind of goals you have set and not accomplished, or what kind of goals you've not set and not accomplished. So we all gain to face next steps. Right? There's some of you where your children are growing up and they're leaving house. Your next step is to let them go. Yeah, celebrate. Because they'll be back for free food, don't worry. I'll lock the door. So there will always be a next step. And now that we've spent 40 days developing these amazing habits in our lives, what is our next step? Here it comes. This is so difficult. Right? This is going to be the most difficult thing that you're going to attack. Is to keep doing what we've been doing. Because you know how quickly you can lose what you've just gained? Just get lazy. Then you'll look like me. Right, now 2 weeks ago, in the last 40 days in the Word sermon, I ended with the following commitment challenge to the church. And this was the challenge. I want to challenge you to keep on being in a small group and keep on reading the Bible every day, having a daily quiet time, a daily devotion. And I challenge you to make a commitment to keep on doing what you've been doing for these 40 days and not to stop. So important. Now, commitment to a small group. We have to face the reality that the church worldwide was sadly affected by COVID and the year after COVID because people were still in a daze. So for basically 3 years, most churches had no small groups. People were too afraid to meet and people were not allowed to meet. Actually. And so we're in a place now where COVID is really behind us. Okay? It still pops its head up every now and again, but we must move into the future and rebuild what was lost through that time. And so the scripture I share with you this morning is Hebrews 10, 24 and 25. Let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Let's not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another all the more as you see the day approaching. Now, the writer to the Hebrews makes it very clear that we have a responsibility towards other believers. We are to stir up one another to love and to do good deeds. And we don't automatically do it if we're not encouraged. Because who's watching? But when you're in a group and people are loving you, caring for you, and stirring you up, that group is going to accomplish great stuff for Jesus. So I want to remind you that we're not Christians only for our own sake, but also for the sake of others. And it's so easy to drift into a kind of selfish Christianity. And some of you are suffering from that at the moment. I don't want to point fingers, but I know some of you. Everybody looks away now. Don't look at me. But a selfish Christianity is actually a contradiction in terms. The word consider is a very interesting Greek word. It means to give attention to one another. to fix our attention on one another, to give continuous care to one another, and to watch over one another. So in these small groups, that's the work that we're doing. We're loving and caring for each other, but we're also stirring each other up. Now, I find that an amazing exhortation to believers. How different the church would be and how stronger we would be in Christ and in life if we followed that exhortation. Do not neglect getting together. Now, note what it is that we must give attention to make sure that we are stirred up and living for Christ, that we're loving one another and doing good works. There's an accountability in Christianity. The Bible says that one day we will face God and we will give an account for every word, thought, and deed. Accountability is kingdom theology. God is expecting you and me to be accountable to Him and to one another. So this simply means that we are to consider consider one another. We must show concern for one another. We must meet one another's needs. We must strengthen one another's weaknesses. And we must help one another through every trial and temptation. You do know that folks among us are going through tough times. They need encouragement. They need words of love and affection. They need words that will help them face what they're going through. And they certainly need prayer. So that means that we love and love in action and not in word only. And that means we feed the poor, we visit the sick and the shut-ins, we look after the orphans and the children of broken homes and single parents, we become a friend to the lonely, and we give direction to those without purpose. So the scripture simply says, let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing. So our next duty, the next thing that we must do is never forsake our assembling. Now I know, every week I look across and I see, so-and-so's not here, they not here. And then I work it out. Some people make it once a month. Some people make it twice a month. Some people don't even month. God's word is the instruction to us, and we must not neglect it. And why do we get together? Simply for this, for worship, for prayer, for the study of God's word, for ministry and witnessing. And genuine believers need each other. We really do need each other. We need the presence, the fellowship, the strength, the encouragement, the care, and the love of each other. Now, what I find sad is that the letter to the Hebrews was written in 67 AD. And that means that 34 years after the birth of the church, some Christians had already developed the habit of neglecting getting together as the family of God. Man, the devil knows how to mess with church, eh? And the church has faced this problem ever since then. So I want to say, beware that Satan does not sow seeds in your mind about church being a waste of time. It is a waste of time if you come and you don't apply what you taught. It is a waste of time if you don't come to love and to give and to receive, to be prayed for and all those kind of things. It is a waste of time if you're sitting with your phone on and sending WhatsApp messages all the time. You could do that outside. God's not impressed how fast you can type. And so why should we not neglect our meeting together? Because we are better together. You know, there's nothing so encouraging as you feeling down and you get to a small group And they just love on you and they say, well, we can see you not, well, you look like you've been hit by a bus. You know, and they're honest and they're caring and all the rest of it. And they pray for you. And they help you. And they guide you. They help you carry the burdens you're carrying. Changes your life. And just think about it. If I'm going to a small group, that's one more day a week that I study the Bible. Okay? So if I'm going to church on a Sunday, and I'm going to a small group during the week, that means that 2 days of the week, I'm going to be studying the Bible. That keeps the habit going, right? It's only the other 5 days that you've got to discipline yourself. And so there's a commitment to the Word of God that's so important. And so you need to check with yourself, what habits have you developed in the past 40 days? And I hope for many of you, you started to read your Bible, perhaps for the first time, in a way that is making sense to you. So let's just summarize some of the things that we've learned to do as we've been studying the Word in these 40 days. We've worked through the thing of picture it, so we visualize the scene in our mind. We looked at pronouncing it, each word going through the sentence, you know, whatever the text is, paraphrasing it, writing it in our own words, personalizing it, how does it apply to me, probing it, it's where we ask the space bits questions, and then praying it. And you heard testimony of that on stage today. And for those of you who did not do the 40 days in the Word, the space bit questions are questions to help us apply the scriptures to our lives. And so there's 9 of them. And I just share them with you so that you're aware of them. Those who did 40 days have got it in their manual. They shouldn't forget it. So, space bets. S, is there a sin to confess? P, is there a promise to claim? A, is there an attitude to change? C, is there a command to obey? E, is there an example to follow? P, is there a prayer to pray in this verse? E, is there an error to avoid? T, is there a truth to believe? S, is there something I can thank God for? James says in his letter, 2nd chapter, verse 17. So you see, faith by itself isn't enough. Unless it produces good deeds, it is dead and useless. Now, someone may argue, some people have faith, others have good deeds. But I say, how can you show me your faith if you don't have good deeds? And then James says, I will show you my faith by my good deeds. See, faith and love in action go together. Can't separate them. And so, conclusion. Can you believe it? So our next step is to stick with some of the new good habits that we've started with in these 40 days. Now, maybe you missed the 40 days in the Word. You just couldn't sign on because life was just not presenting you with the possibility of doing that. Or maybe you're new to the Vineyard since we started the 40 days. And so you're hearing all this stuff happening and you're wondering, hey, what's this all about? You see, that's okay. Just start reading your Bible every day and find somebody who's done the 40 days in the Word and say, give me those space bet things again. And start to apply that and ask someone who has been on the 40 days, what did you learn? How did you learn? Share with me, okay? It's free. So I want to encourage you to join a small group and begin the process of being a valuable part of the life of this church. Remember, it's his church. And he wants you to be a valuable part of his church. Got it? Wonderful.